Sean, you're very welcome to the show and thanks for joining me this evening.
Thanks, Amber. Thanks for the opportunity to chat to you.
Delighted to have you here. So I think everyone knows at this stage that Kerry has such a long history and a long tradition when it comes to filmmaking in the county as well. So talk us through maybe some of the more notable productions that have taken place over the years.
Yeah, so Kerry's famous for its landscape, it's famous for its welcome, and that's celebrated and recognised in film throughout the decades, you know, going back to Ryan's Daughter in the Dingle Peninsula, right through to the Skellig Michael celebration around Star Wars, two films shot there, which continues to bring tourism and awareness of the area. More recently, Joyride, filmed and shot around Tralee in North Kerry and written by one of our celebrated screenwriters, Alva Keoghan. So Kerry has a deep and resonant history in filmmaking and landscape of film.
It absolutely does. And as you mentioned there, we've so much to offer as well because it's just such a beautiful county. We're blessed, I suppose, where we live. You mentioned Star Wars as well. Tell us, Sean, how big was, I suppose, the impact of Star Wars filming in Kerry? Like, what impact did it have, I suppose, in the county and beyond?
Huge, both economically, from an economic development perspective, and also for tourism. So economically, it brought hundreds of crew, cast, production to the county for the duration of the film, over two iterations. To that extent, some of the infrastructure still remains today, and even one of our more recent productions has used some of that infrastructure in the Corcaguina Peninsula to deliver a production quite recently. Le Broom, which is a Netflix Pathé production, just finished filming across Corcaguina and will be on Netflix by the end of the year. And they use some of the infrastructure already established. So from an economic perspective, a footprint has been laid there for years to come. And also from a tourism perspective, people are still coming to see Skellig Michael just from the Star Wars effect, if you like.
Absolutely, it's fantastic. And it's great to see that people are still coming, I suppose. And even as you said there, that, you know, we're still seeing productions being made in the county as well. It's fantastic. I suppose in keeping with that then, what kind of economic benefit does film production bring to a county like Kerry?
Yeah, huge. Immediate. The immediate impacts are around local cast and crew staying locally, eating locally. So that the Le Broom production is a good example. Over 80 cast and crew descended on the Corcaguina Peninsula for 3.5 weeks, stayed locally in the Skellig Hotel and Benners and local accommodation, ate and drank there, created economic opportunities for cast, local cast, trainee opportunities, for crew opportunities. So it has an immediate impact on the economy straight away. And also long term, we hope to build on that and draw more productions in and create an infrastructure and an ecosystem where film productions are going to be welcomed on a regular basis.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You spoke at the start about the history, I suppose, and the traditions that are there, but it sounds like it's continuing on as well. And from what you're saying there as well, it sounds like the productions are still coming to Kerry. Is that the case?
Absolutely. 2026 has started with a bang. We've had numerous inquiries, and I suppose just to point out to your listeners that some of these inquiries may come to nothing. Some of us may be world-class Oscar-nominated films for the future. So last year we had Wayfinders, a US fantasy series that filmed in Corcaguina for a couple of days. The Le Broom production, and three productions that are already firm inquiries for South Kerry later on in the year. So really exciting stuff.
Absolutely, it's fantastic to hear, and great as well to see, like, I suppose, as you said, the impact it can have as well, but the opportunities for people as well. So you mentioned, you know, that there's so many different opportunities, I suppose, in the Corcaguina area from the one that was just filmed there as well, but in terms of local people, do they get the opportunities then to work in these productions as well, Sean?
Absolutely. So one of the first things we did with the most recent production in Corcaguina was to ask them to bring in local crew, local cast, if possible. Obviously they have, it's a French-Irish co-production, so they had their own cast, but any local extras, any local crew they brought on, to the extent that one of the films that they shot on the north of the peninsula, they brought that entire family with them to the south of the peninsula to work on quads and on deliveries, and to support them as a crew base.
That's fantastic, because obviously while we love to see them coming as well, it's great that the local people get the opportunities as well, because that's important as well. Mm-hmm. I suppose when it comes to your own role, maybe in Kerry County Council and the council as a whole as well, what role does the council play then, Sean, in attracting these productions into Kerry?
Yeah, so my role is to facilitate any incoming productions, to be able to negotiate with the film production and point them in the right direction for internal Kerry County Council-based contacts, and also countywide with various stakeholders and various locations. But it's also a governance role as well, to make sure that the productions that come in are professional, that they have the relevant indemnities and insurances to make sure that we as a local authority are comfortable with these productions coming in, and work as a partner to be able to deliver both economic benefits for ourselves and be able to provide them with a passage to make their filmmaking process a lot easier.
It sounds like a really interesting job. In fairness, it's lovely. Then in terms of tourism as well, do the films that are produced here, I suppose, as well, and shot here, do they help drive tourism throughout the county?
Without a doubt. You look at Ryan's Daughter, to this day people still come to see the Dingle Peninsula for Ryan's Daughter and South Kerry, Skellig Michael. But also there's a huge push with film tourism on a global scale to, you know, what does a film bring to the local area? And people want to come back and see where a film was shot. They want to see where the origin of the story came from. So yeah, absolutely. And it's an area that we're going to work on as a local authority to try and develop film tourism as a specific spoke of the wheel within my role.
Brilliant, that's fantastic to hear. In terms of the future, I suppose, what potential do you see, Sean, for Kerry as a film location as we look ahead?
You know as well as I do, Amber, anybody that comes to Kerry, it's a stunning landscape, it's welcoming atmosphere. For us as a local authority, it's about being able to communicate that to the local filmmakers, international filmmakers, and to make sure that they understand that not only do we have authentic landscapes, we have welcome communities, we have an infrastructure that we're building on to bring more productions into the county, and just be positioned to be a film-friendly county for local inward productions, and as well to hopefully develop our own IP, our own Kerry filmmakers being able to write, make and deliver films off their own back.
Absolutely, because as you say, when we have it all going on here as well, it's brilliant to I suppose, encourage them along the way as well. It's fantastic and give them an opportunity. Mm-hmm. I suppose, as you know as well, and our listeners will know at this stage as well, you know, this weekend we are celebrating Kerry actress Jessie Buckley, of course. How significant is her success to the county? Because I know in the last couple of weeks, I think the start of the year, she's won so much already. So she has the BAFTA, the IFTA, the Golden Globe and many more in between, but hopefully maybe the Oscar as well this weekend. So talk us through, I suppose, the impact of that for Kerry.
Yeah, Jessie's impact is huge to the county, as are many local natives. Michael Fassbender has been celebrated and successful throughout the year as well. Kerry International Film Festival, just to make a point, actually celebrated Jessie 3 years ago and awarded her the Maureen O'Hara Award, and she's continued to grow and grow. She's an international success story with, you know, global recognition. There's huge pride there for Kerry. It's well deserved. She's a Killarney girl, done good, and she's a fabulous way to celebrate how local talent can climb that ladder and gain international success. So we're hugely excited to celebrate Jessie's success, and just point out that Kerry's not just a location, it's a source of talent development as well.
It certainly is, and it's hugely inspiring as well, isn't it, Sean, for I suppose young actors maybe who are, or even, you know, if they're older but they might be just starting out in that career path as well, to see what can be achieved in that local homegrown talent as well.
Absolutely, and just to reference Michael Fassbender's impact as well, his Killarney School of Acting, has the West End House, has gone from strength to strength, and they continue to source, develop and grow the local talent of potential actors and also screenwriters and the various other creative sectors within the filming industry. So huge opportunity for us as a county to develop landscape and filming, but also to develop talent and screenwriting.
It certainly is. It sounds like we have lots of exciting times coming up as well, which is brilliant. Before we finish up, Sean, I want to just ask you as well, if there is a producer listening maybe this evening, for example, why should they choose Kerry?
So as we mentioned earlier, Amber, anybody who comes to Kerry already knows how hugely attractive it is. But if anybody's listening in a short snapshot, it's the world-class scenery, it's the welcoming communities, it's working with myself to be able to support the productions that are incoming. If they go to Screen Kerry as a website, there is a wealth of information on there, and that's embedded within our larger Discover Kerry website, which is absolutely fantastic to visit. Has all the information for people who want to come and work, visit and live in Kerry, imagery, footage and information to come and recognise the benefits that Kerry can bring to the world and to tourism.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like that there's great opportunities in the pipeline as well, which is fantastic. But great to hear, I suppose, about how much has been achieved and what is yet to come as well. So, Sean, thanks so much for coming in and for talking to me this evening. It's been lovely to have you on the show.
Great. Thanks for the opportunity, Amber.